Beyond hyperrealism lies the multiverse of surrealism. Above all, painting real faces is precious, especially when you make someone smile, or better yet, when you make them the star that they truly are. Wherever you go from here, distort their face as little as possible. While painting a photo is a wonderful thing, photos are rarely perfect and often include things that do not add to your painting. One example is the background. After you finish painting the portrait, you can blur the background out or create a better one. This is where landscape painting becomes extremely useful. If you are looking to extend your portraits, use the portrait painting technique to paint landscapes. You have to make sure that the colors in your portrait and in the background landscape go well together. And then turn off your portrait layer, stretch the landscape reference image you picked over the entire canvas, and just paint it in, placing it behind your portrait. Here, you will have two mega layers, the portrait and the background landscape. The simplicity of just having a foreground and a background cannot be beat. You make a person smile and enjoy the landscape that you placed them into. But hyperrealism is a powerful, powerful force. It will spin you around and send you to a different place every time you paint something new. You have to learn to control it and always be mindful of simplicity. At first, always return to a meaningful portrait with an interesting landscape in the background. But once you had your fill and are ready to move beyond, there is but one consideration that you must ponder before you enter the next world, which is the world of surrealism. You have to realize that the ability to create perfect portraits and paint perfect landscapes makes you a world-class artist. Here, the small-minded will of course attempt to elevate themselves above you anyway, but that is only because they took the long way, and the sunk cost fallacy is making them mad. Just tell them that art is not a race, therefore they shouldn't feel bad that they lost. Now, surrealism will alter your art, and it will change you as well. You will have to get in touch with your elder self and ask if this is a regret or not. A lifetime of framing beautiful portraits with beautiful landscapes can hardly be called a regret. Surrealism is a very large step beyond that. Once you start putting unusual things in your paintings, it will be hard to stop. Surrealism is not about random strangeness, but the creation of silliest Broadway show that has ever existed. You will be creating a consistent world where years of paintings will come together into a single book of philosophy and storytelling. The act of entering the world of surrealism is also the act of creating a brand new universe. That means that you should try to be consistent with your theme and have an evolving story to match your art. Take simplicity of hyperrealism and add consistency that you often find in plays or movies or comic books. I, very humbly and gently, recommend that the first universe you create is either funny or silly or cute. If you must put enormous monsters in the back of your landscapes, do it with a cute comedy horror spin. Your clients and your future self will always appreciate silliness. But this is just a gentle and humble recommendation. The worlds beyond hyperrealism are yours to create. In the multiverse of surrealism, you are no longer just painting the person in the photo. You are now taking them and many others on an unforgettable adventure.